Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to our programme, Health Today. With us is our medical professional, Laura Jones, who is here to talk about traditional Chinese medicine, or TCM, as it's often called. Thanks for joining us today, Laura.
Thanks for having me.
Can you tell us a bit about what you do?
Certainly. I work as a hospital administrator and I manage the day-to-day workings of the hospital. I'm also a trained general practitioner with about 15 years of practice behind me, which I started as soon as possible after medical school. I've been a hospital administrator for 2 years now and I love it, although I do miss seeing my old patients now and again.
And how did you become interested in TCM?
Well, as a hospital administrator, part of my job is to make sure I know about all the trends in medicine. TCM is a hot topic in the medical community because more and more people are becoming interested in alternatives to pharmaceutical drugs. My husband also happens to be Chinese, so I suppose you could say I also have a personal interest in TCM.
What do you think of these remedies? Do they work better than traditional medicine?
That's a very good question. It's a huge debate in the field of medicine. No one is quite sure of the answer because there haven't been enough studies about TCM. We don't know how it affects the body, what amounts are appropriate to prescribe, or how often it should be used. And the personal testimonies by people who have used it vary widely.
So some people say it works for them and others say it doesn't, correct?
Exactly. And we can't accept that as a basis of proof. We need proper clinical trials using TCM, and we need to monitor things like heart rate and blood pressure. We need to study its lasting effects as well. TCM has been in use for thousands of years, so there is probably some benefit from taking it. But to be distributed in a hospital, well, there are regulations, and we have to follow those.
So it's not really good enough that some doctors say it works. You need the data.
Yes, and furthermore, we want to know what part of the specific TCM remedy works. For example, with herbal medicine, we'd like to know what element of the plant creates the cure. They say the goji berry is good for the immune system. What part of this plant works for that? Why can't we just eat any type of berry? We'd like to know why the goji berry apparently works. That takes scientific study.
Is anything being done to further those studies?
One positive development is the Chinese government has been working to get Western institutions to accept TCM. They've been making the industry a bit more modern, so hopefully it gains acceptance. There is still a belief in the West that TCM is not a serious remedy.
What's your personal opinion about this?
Well, personally, I'd like there to be more studies on TCM. As a medical professional, I could never just say, well, I think it works, because I really don't know. I drink ginseng tea, for example, and I feel energised from it. But why? What's in it that causes that? And because it works for me, should we start prescribing it at the chemist's? So we need more answers to its mystical nature. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to our program, Health Today. With us is our medical professional, Laura Jones, who is here to talk about traditional Chinese medicine, or TCM, as it's often called. Thanks for joining us today, Laura.
Thanks for having me.
Can you tell us a bit about what you do?
Certainly. I work as a hospital administrator and I manage the day-to-day workings of the hospital. I'm also a trained general practitioner with about 15 years of practice behind me, which I started as soon as possible after medical school. I've been a hospital administrator for 2 years now and I love it, although I do miss seeing my old patients now and again.
And how did you become interested in TCM?
Well, as a hospital administrator, part of my job is to make sure I know about all the trends in medicine. TCM is a hot topic in the medical community because more and more people are becoming interested in alternatives to pharmaceutical drugs. My husband also happens to be Chinese, so I suppose you could say I also have a personal interest in TCM.
What do you think of these remedies? Do they work better than traditional medicine?
That's a very good question. It's a huge debate in the field of medicine. No one is quite sure of the answer because there haven't been enough studies about TCM. We don't know how it affects the body, what amounts are appropriate to prescribe, or how often it should be used. And the personal testimonies by people who have used it vary widely.
So some people say it works for them and others say it doesn't, correct?
Exactly. And we can't accept that as a basis of proof. We need proper clinical trials using TCM. And we need to monitor things like heart rate and blood pressure. We need to study its lasting effects as well. TCM has been in use for thousands of years, so there is probably some benefit from taking it. But to be distributed in a hospital, well, there are regulations, and we have to follow those.
So it's not really good enough that some doctors say it works. You need the data.
Yes, and furthermore, we want to know what part of the specific TCM remedy works. For example, with herbal medicine, we'd like to know what element of the plant creates the cure. They say the goji berry is good for the immune system. What part of this plant works for that? Why can't we just eat any type of berry? We'd like to know why the goji berry apparently works. That takes scientific study.
Is anything being done to further those studies?
One positive development is the Chinese government has been working to get Western institutions to accept TCM. They've been making the industry a bit more modern, so hopefully it gains acceptance. There is still a belief in the West that TCM is not a serious remedy.
What's your personal opinion about this?
Well, personally, I'd like there to be more studies on TCM. As a medical professional, I could never just say, well, I think it works, because I really don't know. I drink ginseng tea, for example, and I feel energised from it. But why? What's in it that causes that? And because it works for me, should we start prescribing it at the chemists? So we need more answers to its mystical nature. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.